Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 7th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to join in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 82 degrees and a low of 47 degrees for the Klamath Basin. And let's see. Well, we're already on that moral high ground. I mean, we're there. Fuck, if we ain't there, it don't exist. So we're going to take a short break and we'll just go, I don't know, maybe we can start building some ramparts or something on top. Take your brain, time to go. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's go over and let's see what we can build our ramparts out of. I guess we're going to do a defensive action on the high ground there. Really? Alrighty. Oh, why not? North Carolina, Charlotte Pride Awards, Child Sex Offender wins 2023 Harvey Milk Award. I mean, the propaganda they use to push this fucking sick shit, it shows you the degree. I mean, this is like we talked about it. They got your fucking face down in some newspaper. A dog's been pissing and shitting on it. They're rubbing your fucking face in it. And there's only fucking 0.0004 of the fucking population, but they got the fucking, they got the goddamn mammon behind them, buddy. Charlotte Pride has awarded a gay child sex offender with 2023 Harvey Milk Award for exceptional LGBTQ advocacy. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Faggots are going to fucking answer for your fucking crimes. Severance Turner, a former youth minister, was accused of by three boys of sexual abuse in 1998 and convicted on one count. Continue. Okay, according to Go Upstate report on the case 2000, where we initially there were initially three victims who came forward, all of whom had met Turner through his position as the music director at the New Harvest Church of God in Gaffney, South Carolina. The cases were tried separately due to the nature of the charges, and Turner was ultimately only convicted on one offense. Of the incidents Turner was convicted on, a 14-year-old boy was testified that Turner had invited him to spend the night at his house. And you got to wonder about the goddamn parents here. I mean, just because somebody says, you know, says, I mean, how many politicians you heard say, God bless you. God bless America. Well, he must be a good guy. You betcha. A night at his house. And who lets a fucking kid go stay a night at an adult fucking house? I mean, in the nearby community, I mean, if it's your family or a cousin or something, it's different. But shit, man, somebody that works at a church, after what we know about churches, house in the nearby community of Bessemer City, North Carolina, the victim stated that during the visit, Turner questioned him on how he'd feel about a man performing oral sex on him. Sounds like a real righteous dude to me. I thought he was joking, the boy told the court. He explained that Turner frequently questioned him about sexual acts between men and women, which upset him because of the man's position in the church. The victim continued that following a revival meeting, he and Turner stayed overnight at the home of one other alleged victim. Where were the fucking parents? What the fuck's going on here? The teen says he woke to find Turner fondling his genitals, but didn't immediately report it due to shame. The second minor, who said he was 15 when the incident occurred, stated he was invited to Turner's home, where the older man showed him a pornographic video of a man and a woman having sex. He then said that later that night, after he and Turner went to sleep in the same bed, a man. You fucking parents out there, you don't, I mean, you're fucking up here. This is on you. You fucking guys in bed with your fucking boy. Come on, wake up. He woke up to find Turner fondling him. The third alleged victim, who was also 15 at the time, said Turner had made the same advances to him over a three-week period when he stayed in the boy's home. He's just going around staying in all these, is anybody awake over there? And besides that, anybody beat the shit out of this motherfucker even once? The minor said Turner had fondled him several times. He told me if I ever told the pastor, he'd make me look like a fool and a liar, the boy said. During the trial, Turner's defense attorney, Thomas Sheely, accused the boys of perpetrating a witch hunt. I mean, what the fuck does that mean, a witch hunt? Either the charge he did do it or he didn't do it. What do you mean a witch hunt? And addressed and asserted that it was suspicious that the three that there was a few months delay between them being sexually abused and them going to their parents. Well, something like that would put you off your fucking rocker, wouldn't you think, if you were a kid? Some fucking freak like this. They show pictures of the son of a bitch on the site. You motherfucking scum-sucking piece of parasitic shit. Turner was ultimately convicted on the charge related to the first victim and sentenced to 10 years in prison for committing lewd acts on a minor under the age of 16. He served 2 years behind bars before being released on parole and being ordered to sex offender registry. So he's a registered fucking sex offender now. Since being released from prison, Turner has become an active and notable member of the Charlotte LGBTQ advocacy community. So, I mean, well, I guess that's what you do when you're a fucking goddamn pathetic, fucking retarded, messed up in the head, fucking LGBT sicko. In 2012, Turner was elected the president of the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, immediately heading efforts to push for expanded non-discrimination ordinance, which many complained would have prevented businesses from maintaining space such as a washroom as single sex. Well, we've already talked about that shit. He was named Person of the Year, people. Person of the Year by LGBT news outlet Queer Note. Why the fuck don't we just stomp these motherfuckers out of existence? I mean, who the fuck are they? Are they goddamn some kind of big, huge fucking legions from like the fucking Roman days that we're afraid of? Q Notes? How about pound the fuck out of Q Notes? In March of 2015, but would resign from his Chamber of Commerce post in 2016 after his history as a child. What the hell would it matter? as a child sex offender came to light. The month prior, the non-discrimination ordinance was passed and Turner was awarded an honor by the Human Rights Campaign at the annual gala. HRC officials refused to state whether or not they were aware of his sex, child sex offender status prior to giving him the award. Despite the previous resignation, Turner would once again join the LGBT Chamber of Commerce as its inaugural CEO in 2021. Under his leadership, the chamber secured partnerships with prominent organizations like Fifth Third Bank, NASCAR, Duke Energy, Wells Fargo, Sonoco, and Hovant Health. In July 2023, Turner was appointed by Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles. I don't know what the fucking L-Y-L-E-S, Lyles. Lilas Turner to serve on the city's business advisory committee. Redux has now learned that Turner has been awarded the 2023 Harvey Milk Award by Charlotte Pride. This ain't rubbing your face in the dog shit. I don't know what the fuck is. The award is said to be presented to an individual to honor exceptional leadership, service to the community, and those who can champion LGBTQ causes that impact the Charlotte community and beyond. So the fucking perverts that are fucking with your kids, trying to get your kids and trying to fucking, abuse them and commit fucking pedophilic acts on them, they're getting awards, man. Right in your fucking, just rub your fucking nose in that dog shit and dog piss. Turner now has a glowing profile on Charlotte Pride's website, but his history of child sex abuse and his turbulent resignation from the LGBT Chamber of Commerce is not mentioned. According to his award biography, Chad's dedication to a more inclusive and equitable marketplace and workplace within the Carolinas has led to a vibrant region where people of all backgrounds feel valued and have a voice. Put it on your fucking, you take that queer, I'm not the queer, the pedophile flag, your new pedophile flag, make yourself fucking armbands and start wearing those son of a bitches. I want to see these fucking hordes of your asses. I want to see you on the fucking street. Redux reached out to Charlotte Pride with an inquiry as to whether they were aware of Turner's history prior to honoring him with the Harvey Milk Award, but did not receive a response in time for publication. This article may be updated in the event they choose to comment. So, fuck what? I guess we're going to build ramparts because they're going to come right up that moral high ground. Fucking changing what moral high ground fucking means, right? 15-year-old girl is raped in the school bathroom by a boy in a dress, and the school covered it up as not to interfere with Pride Month. There is no fucking pride in this. This is fucking debauchery. This is a fucking abomination. This is a sickness that needs to be fucking eradicated. This is a video I'd like to play it. The guy does get down, go over to From the Trenches. You can look at the video. It's a good video. Australia Senator Alex Antic asking Moderna a simple question. What is the rate of adverse effects? And it's another good video, but I can't play it because we can't get through. We worked on it. We fucking tied the thing in. For some reason, we can't use that fucking brand new sound card. When it's hooked up perfectly, I don't know what the deal is, but we're still having the problems with the goddamn comments page. But we're gonna have, we ran into binary code, and the goddamn server has a fucking complaint ticket, and they haven't touched it. But I know somebody that can read binary code. I know somebody that fucking writes it. So we will be attacking that until it stops. Mitch McConnell gets heckled by crowd during his speech of 5 minutes straight in another video, and it just shows that people ain't falling for that crap no more. U.S. Homeland would be, let me see what else we got here. That's sick. I like this one here. CBS Gail King suggests high gas prices come from extreme heat. Makes no mention of Biden policies. And fuck Biden. He's just the head fucking for the monarchs. I mean, he's the fucking puppet, the meat puppet that stands up there and fucking, well, I think they have different meat puppets because I don't think he can handle it. I don't know that who I'm seeing is who I'm seeing on their fucking goddamn broadcast. Hell, they could create him like Max Headroom. This is by Thomas Stevenson, the Post Millennial. CBS News, Gail King told the channel's audience that one of the reasons gas prices have been going up is a result of extreme heat. President Joe Biden's policies were not mentioned as a factor. Really? The CBS Morning segment aired on Friday morning, and King claimed that the rise in gas prices has been due to the heat of summer. She did not mention any economic policy. King said that the average price that day was around $3.83, a 30-cent increase from 1 month ago. One big factor might surprise you. It seems this summer extreme heat is playing a role. How so? King's segment featured interviews by Chris Van Cleve to explain the phenomenon. Oh, we got a fucking phenomenon. That's like electricity. A phenomenon. Something you can't even explain. Van Cleve claimed that the first 2 months of June and July with triple-digit temperatures were to blame for shutting down refineries. Policies from the Biden administration were not discussed. Those, well, I'll tell you what, they've been having 100 degrees up there where my son's fucking working his shop. And I mean, they're hosing themselves down. I'm sure they have air conditioning unit in these goddamn fucking refineries. So this is fucking just bullshit. I'll tell you why the price is going up. So they can take the money out of your goddamn pocket. I mean, there's no fucking, I mean, no supply demand fucking bullshit. We found out that was a lie a long fucking time ago. Just fuck you, you lying son of a bitch. It's too hot to work. Fucking bullshit. A position taken by the Biden administration within the last couple of months, July, includes a proposed rule to increase fees for oil and gas development on public lands. In addition, average prices seemed to take a large jump from March to April, where prices were initially averaging $3 and, oh, they got 0.535, fuck, why, before then jumping to $3.72 in April, through April and July, a slight dip occurred, and average prices went back up to the levels they were in April. They're doing it because they fucking can. They are not regulated. Nothing regulates them. They own the oil. They own the people. They're telling you, we own every fucking thing. You want to drive, we'll pay what we fucking tell you. It's not like the people back in the 70s. I'll tell you, when they did this to us back in the 70s, fucking chains went around the pumps at the stations. They were ripped out of the fucking ground. And I mean, across this goddamn country. Oh, and all of a sudden they found a way to get the goddamn gas prices down. Take all the fucking taxes off it. Take all the taxes off it right now. Because for the people, you know, you're supposed to be working for us, you motherfuckers. Of course they're not supposed to be working for us. They're a fucking corporation. They're working to fucking destroy us. Before taking office, Biden has campaigned with artists against fracking, vowed to ban drilling on public lands, and made moves against drilling permits after taking office. He has taken an adversarial approach to carbon energy and focus on climate change as an essential threat to humanity. He also has sold tons of our fucking strategic reserves, hasn't he, to China? I mean, he's bringing the fucking bucks. I mean, which face are you talking out of there, people? Gotta wonder. Let's see what else we got. Shit. That's a good one. I'll go back up here. Let's U.S. homeland would be at risk in great power war, top military advisor. Well, see, of course we'd be at risk. We've given all of our fucking weaponry away to the goddamn Ukraine. And you want the motherfuckers when they come at us. Excuse me, I had to get my tongue wet. This is by Andrew Thornbrook, the Epic Times. U.S. Marines line up on the beach after the amphibious landing exercise during the joint Cobra Gold exercise in the coastal Thai province of Chonburi on March 3rd, 2023. Images are by Lillian Swam Rompa, AFP via Getty Images. A future conflict between great powers would likely put the United States homeland at risk, either through kinetic or non-kinetic means, including psychological and cyber warfare, according to the nation's most senior enlisted officer. He must have been one of them that didn't go over to China. I wonder if his high heels fit. This means that the stakes of the next war will be much higher than those of the United States faced during the global war on terror. Fuck. Idiocy. It was all fucking a staged act. Said, remember when they told us, you know, Obama stood up there and said, we ended communism. And we're going to end this Islamic extremism because they said they were as dangerous as Hitler. They was going to take over the fucking world. Don't you remember? And then after they'd spent all the fucking money and actually armed those motherfuckers, left total arsenals over there, tanks, rocket launchers, every goddamn thing you can think of, first in Iraq. And as soon as they pulled out of Iraq, the fucking soldiers got out of the equipment, went in and changed, put on black fucking clothes, and they were the goddamn Taliban or the fucking Al-Qaeda, weren't they? And then did the same thing in fucking Afghanistan. They got through building a huge fucking war machine of our fucking, why we fucking live under bridges with little fucking kids in the wintertime. These motherfuckers, they're not going to just stop because they're fucking wrong and they find out and we put it up and everybody gets really fucking indignation, you know, righteous indignation. But fucking, we're on the high ground. We keep talking about that high ground. You don't get no fucking higher. We shut these fuckers down. We got the right to shoot these son of a bitches. What they are doing is in blatant violation. It is in blatant violation to the point of treason and sedition to the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, by God. The only fucking law in the United States. And we, the people, are the supreme jurisdictional authority. And they're fucking doing this. And we're fucking letting them. The nature of the enemy that we can potentially face in the near future is different than what we've become accustomed to fighting over 20 years. SEAC Colin Lopez, fuck, see, there's one of your commanders, Lopez Lousa, he's in your, I command the American Army, because I'm an American. I was made an American yesterday when I crossed the fucking river. Said during an August 1st talk with the Air and Space Forces Association, counterinsurgency is much different than dealing with a foe that has nuclear powers. The stakes are higher. Counterinsurgency. SEAC Colin Lopez said that in the event of war between great powers, such as between the United States and China or Russia, all Americans would be considered outside the wire or in danger of being targeted by other means. Yeah, because you've let every fucking country in this world, you've let their fucking people in a fighting age so that they could have their own goddamn fifth columns behind our fucking lines. We know. We've watched you do it. This country could never be attacked conventionally. Fucking, we know we were sold out and we sat there and just let it happen. We let them march across our border, unfucking challenged. To that end, he said, securing American citizens, particularly the families of service members who might be targeted, ought to be of top priority when making strategic decisions that could escalate to conflict. Because they're telling you we were saying it before, every time they'd go to United Nations, NATO, that foreign fucking entity that we pay for the soldiers for, because they're not our fucking soldiers, because they're not fucking working for us. Every fucking country that they went into, they put up that American flag, and then they started fucking beating the hell out of the people and taking their fucking shit. And fucking, of course, every American over here, you know, say it was Syria, the Syrians over here they act like they want to attack the Americans, but not really, because the people have nothing to do with this shit. This is a fucking corporation. It's fucking us just like it's fucking everybody else around the world. It's a part of the international corporate mafia. They work in concert with one another. And they're just sitting there fucking playing games with us because we won't do anything about it. We have the goddamn authority. We have the goddamn jurisdiction. We have the fucking law. All we have to do is enforce the fucking law. It's not fucking brain surgery.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
I was reading an article about they're going to phase out DVDs and Blu-ray, and you will only be able to, you know, access any of that online. And it kind of went through my head that they're turning us into what I want to call grid people. Yep. Kind of like a hive of the grid. But when the grid doesn't work, oh boy. But I know this has been said before, but I just have to say it out loud. The whole construct is not on our behalf, but to protect their position of power and control and exorbitant wealth. The whole pie is about that. And they even are willing to resort to the cruelest and ugliest forms of war and child abuse. And, you know, people say, oh, yeah, they want greed and power. But you know what I think is underneath that greed and power? I think it's a severe and profound insecurity, that they're so insecure and sick in themselves that they have no idea how to live and cooperate with the rest of humanity. And so I just want to put that out there because it's disgusting me.
I hear you. But I think that what it is, you know, when you're a working person, you work and you get something, you know, it's exciting. From the time you're a little kid, when you get a bicycle for your birthday or what might have you, the things that excite you. And these people can buy whole countries. I mean, they have accumulated wealth through fucking theft. And to the point to where they got some of these hedge funds are bigger than countries. And they have so much money, you know, that they can do or have anything they want. All they have to do is say it. Any material thing that they want, yacht, got it, whatever, helicopter, got it, airplane, got it. And if fucking pretty soon it gets boring. And the ultimate, you know, then they start with the taboo. You know, fucking, I'm a little kid, you know, because there's nothing to excite them. There's nothing for them to work for. They have piles of wealth, more than 100 generations of the sickos could ever fucking spend. And I think that's why they do it. I mean, I think it's just, that's the only way they, quote, get the rocks off, is by doing sick shit.
Yes, and only if enough of us try to stop it and not cooperate and face the fight is it going to end, you know. But also, they're all been so white-collar for centuries that they have no survival skills on their own, how to build or repair things or grow their own food. And so all the service people that are making their world work, the drivers, the cooks, the maids, you know, when do they start peeing in the soup, so to speak, or refusing to drive them? Because without their service people, they can't go on.
They can't wipe their ass, you're right. But the bottom line here is more automation. They're automating everything. But you do reach some points where there are things that it takes, you know, human skill to do, and you have to know what you're doing. But, I mean, that's the people that they're talking about. I mean, I heard a guy openly saying it the other day with what they're doing with the goddamn shots and what might have you. Half the world's population, you just got to go. Not well, how about you first, son of a bitch? You're the ones who fucking created this goddamn monster. Problem, action, solution, reaction, solution. And, you know, they made this, I mean, by being so greedy and wanting to pile up so much fucking wealth. I mean, we didn't have to take that wealth. We didn't have to torture the earth to get that wealth out for them to just pile up because we've survived. I mean, you know, like the people who really care about the land, you know, you take what you need and you don't try to, you know, get to the point to where you want to own people. That is a sickness, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, everyone, including our families, are outside the wire. And this outside the wire, SEAC, Colin Lopez said, we need to take into the calculations when it comes to escalation, when it comes to the use of power. We're not only fighting an enemy, we have to deal with the repercussions of what is happening with their counteractions and how that is going to affect our families and our people back in the homeland. This is the main concern I have when it comes to the strategic competition. I'll tell you how it's going to affect it. You go ahead and you bring your fucking fifth column out. I know how many Americans there are. I know how many guns we got. We will fucking, there's going to be a slaughter. And we're going to find out that those who are supposed to be fighting the enemy are going to be shooting their fucking guns at us. But there's way more of us. And we're not only going to shoot them. When we get enough people together, we will put the common law courts back together and we will fucking hang them and put them on display. When we finally have to do this, we have to do this so ruthlessly and so fucking savagely that no one will ever want to try to do this to us again. I mean, there can't be no goddamn quarter asked. There can't be no quarter given. You rip these son of a bitches to pieces with our bare fucking hands. Let them see that we're not going to put up with this shit. And that's, if we don't do that, I mean, fucking, you're not going to get a deterrent. We have no deterrent. We're standing on the high ground so up, far up, we have to wear oxygen masks, and we're not fucking moving. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, Henry, did you see that the gun sales in the last three or 4 years up until the present have completely excelled and all broken all records? So I see that as an indicator. People are
well
ready.
You know what, everybody's armed, but everybody isn't of the same culture. This isn't like this, you know, like China. In China you find all Chinese, and Russia they're all Russians, Russia behind Russian. In this country, because of the where they brought people in from every country. I mean, they brought people in from every country. Every country has, you know, somebody that fucking hates the United States. You have to hate the United States or they don't want you here. And you're going to have, and they're buying up guns too. And they're allowing them to. At the same time, they do not want the guns in the hands of the true patriots for one fucking reason only. Our paperwork, what they did was a fraud. It's easily proved fraud. And we can fucking hang every one of them. We can take the fucking wealth they've stolen from us back. We can run this fucking country because we have the jurisdictional authority to do it. Where the people, the American nationals, have the jurisdictional authority. They're the ones that are dead in their fucking sights. They want to kill us. If they kill us, they got what do they got? They got goddamn Mexicans, Guatemalans, Chinese, people who are used to living under the fucking whip. But American nationals, everyone I know is fucking pissed. I mean, they're saying, I'm not going to live like this. And I, by God, I'm not going to live like this. We have one article up here about, their lockdowns. Mm-hmm. We're going to have lockdowns. Mm-hmm. Try to lock us down again, you son of a bitch. I ignored it last time. I'll ignore it this time. If it happens out in the street, it happens out in the street. My fucking rights are my rights, and I'm going to defend them to the fucking death, and I'm ready.
Yeah, Henry. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are also buying up guns. We read about that. And in terms of these lockdowns, they're calling them climate emergency, where they're going to say, you can't come out of your house. It's dangerous.
Exactly. It's dangerous to the planet. I mean, I know that I read the article. It's one that we have up here. But you're absolutely right. And the bottom line is it doesn't stop until we quit polishing and start pulling triggers. Lock and load that rifle. Point that son of a bitch at one of these fuckers and blow his goddamn head off. You do that, I mean, you let this break loose. And you watch people come out. I mean, a couple million people. People do not understand. There's, 250 people showed up at an armed protest. Really, big fucking deal. How about 2 million show up fucking and they come in shooting? Now, that would be a big fucking deal. That would, I guarantee you, they'd start getting, heading out of this country and trying to find their fucking spider holes right fucking now. And all these goddamn legal aliens in this country, just go at them. You're going to have to now. I mean, you let them come across in force, and they're all fucking fighting age men. You're going to have to beat them bastards out of here. And they notice they scattered them all over the United States. So you're going to have to beat those bastards out of here from every fucking quarter. You're going to have to go from the north and drive straight south like a herd of fucking cattle. Anybody that fucking doesn't get going gets shot and fucking push their ass back across the border. And then once we get control of our nuclear arsenal, tell the fucking world, fucking back away from us. Get the fuck back away from us. We're fighting amongst ourselves right now. And you come near us and you're getting a fucking ICBM up your ass. And we're going to, and then go after the son of a bitches that fucking caused us, because they're just a handful. They've never been able to fuck with us. You try to send in United Nations troops, whatever country send the United Nations troops gets a fucking ICBM, because we would rather blow this fucking planet into fucking smithereens than live as slaves upon the, and walk upon it. That has to be, I mean, it has to be an all or nothing. It's fuck you. You want to go, I mean, it's like any fight. It, when it comes down to fighting, you don't fucking fight to fucking play fair or come out of it just, you know, with a little few swings or nothing. You fight to the fucking death. And we're going to have to fight to the death. And a lot of us are going to fucking die because we have put this problem off for way too long. We have moral high ground, my ass. We've always had the moral high ground. They are always been a bunch of fucking pedophilic pieces of shit. It is that goddamn gold and silver that shines in people's eyes and blinds them to the fact that it ain't worth nothing. If you don't have freedom, they can come and take it from you like they did in 1933. Will you get out your gun? I mean, you'll let them rape your fucking children. You'll let them, you know, rape your boys, rape your little girls. Will you get out your gun when they come for your gold and silver? I mean, that's what the fucking militias were all about. All these incorporated militias were about guarding fucking property, guarding what they had already got by selling the rest of us out. And fucking, that's where the fucking problem lies. Everybody gets on that same page with those 10 articles and starts fucking enforcing them. Burr fucking bait them. It stops. It stops. They start running. You send fucking foreign mercenaries in here, whatever country you send them from, we send a fucking ICBM to them. That's what the fucking deal is. Get the fuck away from us. We're straightening our country out. And everybody who came here as an act of fucking treason, as an act of fraud, you got to leave. Get going. Move or die. And we take it back, and yes, we have an American culture, and it's a very distinct fucking culture. And we have, fuck, I guarantee you there are 40 million right now itchy trigger fingers, wanting to fucking do this. It is the rest of them that are making an effort to stand in our fucking way, making an effort to fucking, well, let's hold off until they do this, and then we'll come in and we'll make a theocracy. You fucking try it, you son of a bitch, and you will go in the fucking ground. Anyways, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to get a breath and take a drink of juice. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
He blood. He drew the whole world. If there was a way that he could, he'd sit and he'd stare at the manor, it's on top of the towers. For he was the beast, as he hatches new plans to gain power. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. They took the old roads that Napoleon had taken before. They fought as the forces of light against the darkness in a holy war. One day they were looking around at the sun shining on the cold flowers. The next day they were freezing to death in the snow and the ice cold showers. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. Then came the deadly revac from the steps of their retreat. They cold wrecked their bodies, but worse was the pain of defeat. Many people who had hailed them once now turned and looked away. These people now knew that the beast was on its way. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. It finally came back to the borders of your fatherland. Now enemies came, traitors everywhere at hand. Many people who had fought and died, knowing that they had to win. Well, yet still, it sickens my heart to see the picture of the red flag in Berlin. And the snow fell, covering the dreams and ideals. And the snow fell, freezing the blood and the wheels. And the snow fell, they had to keep warm for survival. And the snow fell, and defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival. And defeated the beast's only rival.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Don't send anything else through the mail. We've got something we're working on. Unless you're Galen and you go in the month of July, if you donated and you aren't Galen, I didn't get it. So we're going to go to work on that too. I mean, we have a lot of stuff coming at us, and it was quick when me and Laura were right there side by side, because I could do the paperwork and get the shit straightened out. But we had on the get to working on the comment section. We ran into binary code, so I got somebody who can read binary code and fix it. But we got to wait just a little bit for him to have the time to do it. But everything's going to work. And I'm going after that fucking mail. There'll be a post on the site about it. And we'll see who has the courage to come up and sign an affidavit saying that they sent, certifying that they sent fucking mail to my box that I didn't get. I can do it on form because it's a single subject. And that's my intent. Anyway, you're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. Don't send no money through the fucking mail. Henry Shively, to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon. Your contributions are appreciated. But man, when half your fucking contributions are being stolen from you, I mean, I know it's somewhere down the line. Seems like I heard that the fucking new postmaster is one of them faggot chicks up in fucking Minnesota. I'm going to find that out today. I'm going to start writing fucking papers. Anyhow, back to what we were doing before. Perks firmly upon the future conflict to place home front at risk. You know, the risk is the people. The fucking true patriots in this goddamn country who care more about their fucking freedom and liberty than they do their gold and silver. You know, you win with the freedom and liberty, you get to keep your gold and silver, dumbass. But you won't fight for your goddamn brethren. You won't fight for little kids being chopped up alive, but you'll fight for that fucking gold and silver. It's interesting. I always said from the beginning when I was writing for the other side that this would come down to a battle between their mammon and our numbers, and our numbers can wipe them fucking out. We're all fucking armed. We're not waiting on somebody to say, well, we'll give you arms, but you got to let me command you. That's the way it was when I came into this. No, everybody's got their fucking guns. They got their ammo. We're ready to fucking rock. And the reason we're not is because I don't know. We surely have the moral high ground. But at some point in the ball game, you're either going to accept fucking tyranny and you're going to get down and kowtow at the feet of a fucking Chinaman, and you aren't going to be a man. You're not going to be nothing but a fucking piece of shit beneath somebody's feet if you don't stand up and grow a fucking backbone and take care of this fucking business. Just yourself. They fucking violate your rights. Die right there if you have to. Future conflict to place home front at risk. SEAC. Colin Lopez also said the United States military would have to do some more to encourage the resiliency of its human component in an area defined by increasing technology advances. And your technology does not fucking scare me. I see how it works or how it doesn't work. It's a fight to keep the shit fucking running. And all it takes is one goddamn blast in the fucking atmosphere and technology's off the fucking board. Then what are you going to do? Then it'll come down to men and guns and women and guns. It'll come down to fucking people fighting. It always does. While the military is increasingly pursuing advanced technologies, which, like I said, it's so easy to fucking break. He said it would need to double down on efforts to prepare its service members for the day when those advanced systems fail. Did you hear what I said? When those advanced systems fail, and they fail, they will. They're so fucking delicate. They can show them off, but nobody's trying to tear them up either. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I learned it was way easier to tear shit up than to fix it. We need to strike a balance somewhere in between intellect and courage to be able to make sure that we have the best people on the battlefield. Well, fucking, I don't know. Them pink high heels aren't really impressing me. Colin Lopez said, Lopez, are you? We know the technology is a double-edged sword. It can basically help us a lot when it comes to our advantage on the battlefield. But what happens when that gets shut off and we have to rely on the flesh and bone to be able to go ahead and take decisive action to be able to continue to take the fight to the enemy? Well, they ain't my fucking enemy. They're your corporate fucking enemy, and you're both going to get fucking thrown out of this fucking country by the American nationals. You know, that fucking unregulated fucking body of people consisting of about 150 million fucking people. I mean, everybody's armed here. You think, but Americans, man, we grew up shooting guns. I was sleeping with a gun by the time I was 12. And I can shoot. I'm old, but I can still fucking shoot real fucking well. And a lot of us old fuckers can, and a lot of us old fuckers need to start doing it. We know that technology is a double-edged sword and can basically help us when it comes to our advantage. Similarly, SEAC Colin Lopez said that the military ought to work more with the government to craft a broad approach to combating misinformation and disinformation. This is what they're talking about. They're talking about us. That's what they're really fucking scared of, which he believes could be used to undermine the confidence of service members and families in the military and the mission. What you mean, telling them the truth about what the fuck they're doing, what they're fighting for? You're fighting so fucking people can go over to Ukraine and fucking cut up little children while they're still a fucking alive. That's what you're fighting for if you're fighting for these motherfuckers, but you probably don't care because you got a pair of high heels on and they're promising to cut your fucking dick off at the first opportunity. He said that disinformation is a hypersonic weapon of mass destruction. Shit. You know, no, truth is. The truth is what you fucking fear. You fear it because the truth will fucking destroy you, and you by God know it. The truth's already hurting you. They tried to act like they're fucking on top of their game. They're fucking not. The truth is ripping them apart, just like those videos of those like Mitch McConnell coming up there. And I mean, people booed him through the whole fucking speech. I mean, get out, go away. We don't need you no more. Retire. Get out. But these people aren't as educated as we are here at the trenches, but they need to be. I mean, if there wasn't so much effort put to fucking hiding what we're trying to put out, this would be a no-brainer. I mean, but a lot of people, I don't know, if you get to the point where you're seeing fucking little children being cut up alive, you should be, I mean, if you don't get out your goddamn paperwork on your country and see what the fuck you're supposed to be doing about that, there's something wrong with you. He said that disinformation is hypersonic weapon, huh? Confidence in the United States and its military, which requires a whole of nation supporting mechanism to counter. Well, we're not going to support you because you're not our fucking goddamn people. You are United Nations soldiers that we fucking pay for. We have no declared war in fucking goddamn Ukraine declared by a Congress. They're letting you know for sure that there is no fucking goddamn constitution except for the goddamn charter they wrote in 1871 and the charter they wrote in 1875, naming them as fucking kings and dukes and duchesses and you as fucking goddamn servants, fucking slaves, plain and simple. I mean, God damn it, people, wake up. I think, no, people, don't wake up. You're awake. Do something. If families are not fully willing to assist or assent to our responsibilities. Now listen to this shit. If families are not fully willing to assent to our responsibilities or service members, or if they are service members, I mean, the service members are not going to, they don't like going out there and killing so that people can keep that multi-billion-dollar industry of cutting up little kids while they're still alive going. I mean, they have a conscience, or if they, or maybe they don't want to wear high heels and salute a fucking thing that ain't man, ain't woman. It's a fucking hermaphrodite piece of shit, and that's what's going to give you your orders, and you're going to go into combat and charge that machine gun on the orders of that piece of shit? I don't think so. Or if they think that the institution of the military is rotten for whatever reason, because it fucking, it's not our army to begin with. It's our military. We pay for it, and don't get me wrong, we pay for it. But it has nothing to do with the United States of America because the Bill of Rights is the only law in this fucking country, and that's not what you're supporting. Yes, not you're not defending the fucking our borders. You're letting our borders be fucking. You're letting invasion happen. You're standing there in your goddamn khakis, looking at a fucking board, and you're letting fucking an invasion happen into your country, meant to destroy your fucking country, meant to destroy your fucking fellow American nationals. And you're supposed to step up and fight for fucking foreigners. Kill your own people for foreigners. Getting it? And those, and as they people keep walking off from the military because they will not do that, they start putting in people who can't even speak English. Pretty soon they'll be given their commands. You'll have to have an interpreter for any person who speaks English and doesn't speak Spanish or Chinese, so that they can hear their fucking orders to attack their own fucking people. I mean, sooner or later, everybody wakes up, and the people in the military they're right there next to it. And when they see this shit, and they're rubbing our nose in it, like I said, like dog shit and piss on a paper. But these guys here are fucking, they're seeing it, and they're, hey, man, this is not, I mean, like the greatest generation that went off to war to save international communism. I mean, they really thought that they were fucking preserving freedom and liberty for the United States by going across an ocean. And, you know, with the song we listened to there, you know, the Snowfell talking about the retreat out of fucking Russia by the Germans. I mean, it tells the story, you know. The Russians didn't beat the Germans. The American fucking industrial war complex did. The Germans had fucking biplanes. I mean, shit, that's when the war started. And they had, I mean, they didn't have any weaponry. They had like one gun per fucking four or five fucking guys. They would have got their ass kicked. We went over there. We spent our fortunes of our fucking country, the richest country on planet Earth, to preserve international communism. Also over in fucking the South Pacific, that's why they blew up Nagasaki and Hiroshima. That ended the war because the fucking Japanese were beating the shit out of the goddamn communist Chinese. That would be a good thing, wouldn't you think? But it's nah, man. I mean, if they had too much manipulation, too much power, people fucking trusted them. We were raised to trust fucking liars. I mean, we were lied to since. If you had a good parents, they were telling you the truth, like I did. I mean, my dad, he'd sit there and he'd say, no, that ain't how it goes. Your uncle was here. Another uncle was there. We've been here forever. Fucking these people are fucking goddamn corporate thugs and they're fucking violators of the law. Fiat Colin Lopez comments come as both the United States and Chinese military seek to increase their reliance on cutting-edge technology like artificial intelligence, bring it fucking on, and robots, throwing into the question what role human beings will play in the future. Well, you just said it was all going to fail. So it's going to come down to human beings in the future, isn't it? And you fucking know it. And you know the human beings will wipe your fucking ass off this goddamn planet. Plenty of people have tried to fucking take over and rule the world. They have all fucking failed. It breaks down. I mean, it breaks down to where people want fucking, I mean, they're sitting there going, fuck, I'm eating goddamn grass and starving to death. I could be eating fucking steak, but all the money's going to fucking swords and fucking spears so that this son of a bitch can claim a bigger territory and tax those fucking people till they're eating fucking goddamn grass and they have piles of gold for just the fucking, like, they had in old Rome, they were 1% and they're 99%. All were fucking goddamn citizens of Rome, but they're, you know, the different levels of socialism. That's social classes. China's communist regime is investing heavily in a broad array of new technology. Again, you just said, you told us it's going to fail, and yeah, it's going to fail. I mean, ain't no problem breaking something. AI is foremost among them, though the regime is also investigating and developing capabilities related to autonomous robotics and hypersonics. Well, you know what? They tried to act like they came up with that fucking hypersonic. The Russians came up with it first, but we've got it. I mean, not we, but it belongs to us. We paid for it. But the goddamn international corporate mafia in control of our fucking country, because we're letting it happen, they have it. They have it at their disposal. None of this shit has to be going on. Do you think the people around the world are like us and just say, man, you know, I'd like to live my life and be left the fuck alone? I mean, I'm willing to work and have a family and, you know, enjoy that. You know, I mean, that's the goddamn wonder of life. You know, having the wife and family and then seeing your grandchildren grow up and knowing that they have a fucking future. We can't. We don't know that. If I died right now, I would die. I would not die in peace. I would not, you know, be dead in peace, because this shit is up in the fucking air. Because if people don't start acting like goddamn Americans and get out their fucking law, it is the fucking law. Nobody's ever tried to fucking argue that with me because they can't. I dust them in fucking 5 fucking minutes. There's no fucking argument. That is the fucking law. And is it being broken? Yes. Is it being broken to the extent of fucking goddamn treason and sedition? Hell yes. Shall not means shall not. Plain and simple. And a period means a period. I mean, there's nothing fucking past it. Shall not be infringed, period, means nothing comes back. That means period, you son of a bitch. But they've already gotten away with it. See, it was that thin edge of that thick wedge. Excuse me just a moment. I get going on that shit and it gets my throat. But the bottom line is, you know, fucking, it's all bullshit. People across the world, normal fucking people, I mean, you don't, if you just took what you need, I mean, a lot of people live way simple. A lot of people would prefer to live way simple, just taking what you need, no more. Some people want some other things, and that's okay if, you know, if there's a system where you can fucking, you know, use the sweat of your brow and a currency without fucking debt attached and go and cash in some of your goddamn resources that belong to you so you can have a few things that you want. But there's these people, like I said, that they got hedge funds that have more money in them than fucking whole countries. And they pay no fucking taxes to this corporation. But they, behind the scenes, they're all passing the money around. This is just so we can't see them. You know, they already could take 99% of the wealth of this country. This is so we can't see them taking that other fucking, you know, 1% out of our fucking pockets, right in front of our fucking faces, or when you go down to the gas station. There is nothing fucking regulating that gas, and that gas comes from our natural resources that fucking belong to us, that they sold without fucking taking them from us through a due process of the law, which would be acquired for each individual, just like when they took the gold back in 1933, to take that gold lawfully under our law, under our supreme support jurisdiction. They would have had to take each and every individual one of us into court and had a goddamn civil complaint where they were seeking the relief of our gold. And they would have never, and what jury would we have given, if we had the choice, if we had said, let the government take that man's gold so he can take mine? Hell no, they wouldn't. I mean, it is the breakdown of the fucking law. We have to have the fucking law. You have to have law. You have chaos. And so many people, you know, they wanted that goddamn, what the hell do they call it? It's chaotic. Anarchy. Everybody wanted anarchy. Well, you fucking got anarchy. Don't you realize that? That is exactly what you fucking have. And the people with that have stolen the most have the most resource to fucking force you to live like they tell you to live or die or take your children and fucking rape them or whatever they want to fucking do. You have your anarchy. Anarchy ain't the fucking answer. Law is the law that belongs to the individual. Each individual, one of us, owns it the same. It don't matter the color of your skin, your sex, nothing about it. It is just straight up fucking law. And it is our autonomy. It's what allows us to be at liberty. To be at liberty is to be able to do anything you want so long as you're not harming another or fucking with another's rights while you're doing it. And if there is a fucking problem, you litigate it through the goddamn procedure in the Bill of Rights. It's simple. It was meant to be simple, so they could never do this to us. But this here is, you know, that you throw in the gold and silver. And this guy, well, yeah, it is a violation of rights, but it's his rights over there. It ain't my rights over here. So, yeah, I'm going to go along with it. I want the silver and gold, and it's just one of his rights. It ain't my right, you know. It ain't a right I want to exercise, so I'm going to go ahead and go. And that's the problem, and that's the problem right now. That's why we're sitting here on top of the highest high ground, highest moral high ground to ever exist, and just sitting here fucking watching because of the people that are so afraid they're going to lose their silver and gold because the whole thing was obtained through a fucking fraud that's been going on since Abraham Lincoln declared martial law. And it has been. That was, I mean, even the slavery that existed in the fucking colonies. Once we had the revolution, or not the revolution, the uprising that was fucking hijacked into a revolution. But ever since we had the Bill of Rights, no one could be a slave. If somebody was a slave, the law wasn't being enforced, right?
Has to be. That's why all this shit's going on. Why? Because the law isn't being enforced. This isn't something you got to build a goddamn army for or an anti-insurgency for. You just have to enforce the fucking law. It's real fucking simple. All those people who died during that Civil War didn't have to die. Everybody together should have said, well, what's the fucking Bill of Rights say? Well, Bill of Rights says you can't have a fucking slave. You can't own another human being. That everybody here has the same equal rights, and they have the right to be fucking free. You can't own people. They've always fucking wanted to own people. Why? So you can sit on your fucking ass and somebody else do your work. You found a thousand different ways to do it through your goddamn Masonic lodges and your fucking control of the banks, where you can use other people's brains and other people's fucking brawn to fucking, so you can sit on your fucking ass and take the lion's share of what they create. And fucking live your life O'Reilly while they fucking work for you when you're not as smart as their fucking toe. But now they're greedy. They want the last of the fucking lint. They want us out of the way because we're the American nationals. We are many. We are a plenty. We are plenty to wipe them fucking out. And by law, we can do it. We don't have to. They can't say you're committing genocide. They can't say ethnic cleansing. Nope. We're enforcing the law. There she is. Read it. Anyhow, I've had enough of this for today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, you know, just kind of think about it. I mean, it's hard to think of. Keep your oxygen bottle full because we are on some serious fucking moral high ground here. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. Yeah.